Hi everyone, and welcome to Zoomed In. My name is Katie Duncan, and I am a senior here at Washington State University, and I'm so excited to be joined by Amira Albagshi today. Amira, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey everybody, my name is Amira Albagshi. I am a PhD student in the College of Education, specializing in special education. Yeah. This is my 5+ years. I stopped counting a few years ago. I have been working on my dissertation and hoping that I can graduate soon with my degree. I'm also an assistantship in the Department of Teaching and Learning. So I have been teaching for almost 2 years, special education courses as well.
Awesome. It sounds like you're really busy here at the College of Education.
Well, yeah, so busy.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. So you kind of touched on it already, but what do you do here at the College of Education? What does your day-to-day look like?
Well, it's really hard to explain, to explore, or to talk about our daily routine this year with all the COVID and working from home and not be able to go to the college and meet students face to face and see colleagues and talk to people. It's kind of hard. So I'm working from home just like everybody else, communicating with my students through emails, sometimes through Zoom if we have to schedule meetings or like phone calls. But yeah, it's been hard really to try to minimize the social interaction that we used to have in the college education through through the screen. So we are doing everything through the screen, and that's not really fun. I really miss going to the college and see people and getting all the encouragement and people really nice in the College of Education. So I miss their big smile. I miss their niceness. And I mean, you know, they really used to keep me going on. Like, you know, we have a lot of days when we are tired and have a lot of works, but when you see people there, you just like, you get motivated. So I miss that.
Yeah, that's amazing to hear. It sounds like I love being a part of the College of Education. It's a great environment, and I'm glad that you are part of that as well. Mm-hmm. So I know you talk about you are a PhD student. What are you researching, and what is your research focused on?
My research focus on the attitude towards special education and the stigma, the bias that people have toward people with special education. So I really decided to choose this topic because I realized that we have been doing a lot, like in the special education field, educators have been working a lot toward improving services, supporting, accommodating students with disabilities. But on the other side, there is still the stigma that you cannot change with, you know, from people. You cannot erase it from people's mind. There are still people think people with disability cannot do anything and they are hopeless. And why would we bother even teaching them or sending them to school? So that really bothered me because educators are doing so much work. And at the same time, people saying, oh, why are you bothering yourself doing all that work? Just, you know, they cannot do anything. Mm-hmm. So that was like, no, I need to fight this. I need to stop this. I need to really do my research to try to find a solution that we can minimize that stigma and reduce that negative attitude that our kids have in school toward their peers with disabilities. So that was my main focus.
That sounds really exciting and important. It's such a big issue that it's amazing that you're taking time to research that and really kind of change the stigma. I think that's very important.
Hopefully we can get to something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Kind of switching gears, I know you have won, I think last spring you won multiple awards. So I would love to hear about the different awards that you've won and kind of what you've done here at WSU and the time you've been here.
Well, last spring was really a challenging semester for me. I'm glad that I have done most of the work before March when the COVID-19 started taking over and everything started putting on control and putting off and people just stopping everything. So gladly that I was able to finish collecting all my data last fall, the fall of 2019. So I worked all the semester with the beginning of spring 2020, trying to polish my result and try to get something out of it so I can share it, because you know spring semester usually is busy with all the conferences and presentation and stuff. So I really felt that that would be the time when I can share what I have found so far. It wasn't done yet, but at least I had something to share. So I felt so encouraged, and my committee helped me so much to push me and help me get stuff done. And I did participate in some conferences and I applied for some rewards and stuff, because I felt that yes, I'm ready, I can do it now. I really didn't have that feeling before. Like, I didn't even think of applying for a reward or, you know, presenting in a conference, because I didn't feel that I'm ready or have anything to talk about. But last spring, I was like, yes, this is the time. I was so excited about my data and the basic find that I found in my data. So I started the year, I attended the CEC, it's the biggest special education conference nationally. So that was in Portland. I presented my my poster about my study, and that was in February, and I won a really nice recognition about the best mixed method design study. So that was like the first step for me outside of the College of Education. But of course, all of my work has a cougar sign. So I was a cougar that won that prize or certificate. And then I applied for the to participate in with the College of Education for the 3-minute thesis. Mm-hmm. And again, that was one of the things that I didn't think about before, and I didn't think that I will ever participate in it. But I was like, okay, I think I can do that. It doesn't matter. I don't want to win or lose. I just want to practice. So I did that, and I won the third place, which is $250. So that was really good. It was really encouraging as well. And I also did applied for the Excellence Award through the GPSA, the Graduate and Professional Student Association. I presented my research to the committee, and I did win the first place. This is what I got from that. Hopefully you can see it. Not really, but this is really good. I like it. It was really fun to get this, and an additional to $800 for the first place. The last thing I got was the President Award that I was nominated by my committee and people who knows me. And thankfully, I won that, which is really exciting. And here I have it with me to share it with you. You cannot see the writing, but here it is. Yeah. So it was really like it was really a hard time for me to get, you know, all the requirement for everything and being working like an octopus and submitting paper there and doing there, like it was really like hard. So when I stopped, it was like it was really big relief, but that was paid off. I mean, I'm really thankful for what I got. I feel like my hard work over the years that show like gave me some result, and I'm really proud of it. And that really kept me moving toward finishing my dissertation and finishing the project that I'm working on to get to a really final result that hopefully my research will take me to a really good conclusion to support the community, the education system, to help our students to reduce the negative attitude toward people with disability, and hopefully we can change the community, and then we're gonna have better generation.
It's amazing. Yeah, you've done such great work. It sounds like you had such a busy kind of past year, and have all that recognition. That's amazing. And I think it's really exciting that you're getting that recognition, especially for the topic that you're researching. But where do you see this project moving forward as you continue this academic year? What are your goals going forward with your dissertation and this research?
Well, my goal is really to put to make a change within the education system, because this is this is what I believe in, and this is what my research made me believe in, actually, because it makes sense for me, at least. I have learned that whatever you teach your students, they're gonna believe in. If you don't teach them about something, they have no idea about it, and then they will be able to just make up the assumption about it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing with disability. If we are not teaching the typical students about disabilities and what it means and what are those challenges, and they won't understand what a person with disability mean. Mm-hmm. So if we go to school and teach them math and science and reading and social studies and all of these, and we don't teach them what disability are about, we are still missing something. I mean, we didn't teach them. So mm-hmm. It will be normal for them to go outside in the community and be bullies for students with disabilities because they have no idea.
Yeah.
So we as educators, we are supposed to teach them. Mm-hmm. And that's by teaching them, we need to create curriculum. We need to engage the disability curriculum within the general education schooling. So students are exposed to this knowledge, and then they can have better understanding. And then we can blame them if they are bullies or not. But now we cannot blame them because they don't know. They just made the assumption. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my goal is to go inside the education system and add that missing component, and hopefully that will change something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds incredible, and I think you're really going to make a change, and it sounds like the research, it's very interesting to me, who doesn't know, and maybe some of our viewers that might not know so much about special education and the stigma behind it, and I think you're doing incredible research that's really going to help change kind of the landscape of education moving forward.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. So kind of to wrap up, I'd love to just kind of circle back to the College of Education as a whole, and like, what is your favorite part been about being a part of the College of Education here at WSU?
Well, the College of Education is really a family house. You know, I came from Saudi Arabia, so I really miss my family. Coming to the College of Education, going to the third floor, going to the dean's to the chair office and seeing all the people, their doors are open, they welcome you, you are really like, you feel that whenever you are stressed out or you are not feeling good, you can just go there and you will find someone that can support you and tell you something nice and just make you feel better. So I really feel, I feel comfortable when I'm there. Like, that's really, I miss that feeling. I hope that we get done with the COVID and we go back to normal life before I graduate. I don't want to be graduating and not be able to go to their offices and people and my colleague in my office. I mean, we really had such a good time, you know, just supporting each other. I mean, we don't know each other closely, but just because we are working together make us feel like a family.
Yeah.
And that's what I miss the most.
Yeah, that's such a great feeling. I'm glad that you get to experience that and all the students, whether that be undergraduate or graduate or professional, that get to feel that the college of education. That's really incredible.
Yeah.
I think my last kind of closing question for you is, what is one thing that you'd want people to take away from either your research or the awards that you've won? What is just kind of like a main takeaway that you would love for people to know?
Well, I would say take your time. It's okay. You will have few years. If you are a PhD student, you will have few years not knowing what you want to do. And you will feel lost. And you will feel like there is nothing for me left to do. I mean, everybody has done all this kind of research. And that's how I felt. I felt like everything has been taken. I'm not going to add anything new. But taking my classes, trying to compare what I have learned, what I got, what this is missing. I try to like come up with like a teeny piece that made me feel like, okay, I think somebody needs to touch on this. And I didn't feel like this is really important thing maybe to most of the people because they're, you know, people are focusing on different aspects of the field. So I felt like I was the only one who was thinking about this point. But it was discouraging. But then with reading the literature and researching and collecting data, I felt like, yes, this was it. This was really great. So just believe in yourself and do what you think is right and do what you think that you really like and would put all the effort and love and passion and the work, and then you will get a result. It's not gonna be nothing. It's gonna be a thing. So just believe in yourself, and it's okay to have nothing at the beginning. And by the beginning, I mean yes, 4 or 5 years. but you will get there. Just awesome. Take your time.
Yeah, I think that's really great advice. So that's all the questions I had for you today. Thank you so much for joining me today on Zoomed In. We really appreciate it. Until next time, this will be the conclusion of this episode of Zoomed In. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Thank you.